The revelers in Times Square this evening will be celebrating more than just the arrival of 2005. They'll also be toasting an anniversary. Tonight is the 100th New Year's celebration there. NPR's Robert Smith counts down the reasons why Times Square became the iconic place to spend New Year's Eve.
At number 10, we have the noise. The buildings around Times Square create an echo chamber for all the cheesy recorded sound effects and the roar of 750,000 people. The number 9 reason why Times Square is at the heart of New Year's Eve is the history. If the celebration seems like an over-the-top, glitzy, shameless promotion, that's exactly the way it was designed in 1904.
Was essentially a publicity stunt for the New York Times. They had just moved to the neighborhood. The building we're standing in right now that the ball is dropped from was the first New York Times headquarters in Times Square.
And Tim Tompkins of the Times Square Alliance says even then, the Times threw a great party. An all-day street festival, a lighted tower, fireworks. 200,000 people showed up to bring in 1905, and Times Square has been the center of New York's celebration ever since. Only one thing was missing that first year. Number 8, the ball drop. That started in 1907. Up on the roof of One Times Square this week, technicians were screwing in light bulbs and attaching the Waterford crystals to the surface of the ball.
We can make it any color we like. We can make it flash from inside.
Carl Kowalczyk is one of the guys who's up here every year to make sure the drop goes as planned.
We actually hear all the noise from down in the square, but up here it's very quiet because we all have a job to do.
This is the quietest place in New York City on New Year's Eve.
I would say so, until that ball is down. Then we celebrate, and the fireworks go off above our heads here, and then we celebrate.
Ah, but he forgot to mention one thing. At number 7, we have the confetti. 1.5 tons of it, millions of pieces drop from the rooftops. It swirls in the breeze for 10 minutes, clogs the gutters for the rest of the year. The number 6 reason why Times Square became the world capital of New Year's Eve is that it was conveniently located in the broadcasting capital of the United States. Even in the early days, folks around the nation could listen on radio to New Yorkers welcoming the new year.
And Happy New Year, everybody. Coming up in a few moments, that big live coverage with Guy Lombardo.
But Times Square got its biggest worldwide boost when television and a certain ageless host showed up.
Yes, indeed.
That's Dick Clark coming in at number 5. Clark perfected the art of anticipation. He showed the world that New Year's Eve wasn't just the last 10 seconds of the year, but hours and hours of endless stalling and promotion and filler.
Now, we'll be back with the name of the most popular CD of the year, plus music from the likes of Tim McGraw, Bon Jovi, and much, much more, so stay right where you are.
This year, Clark won't be in Times Square for the first time in 32 years. He suffered a minor stroke earlier this month. Regis Philbin will be sitting in tonight as the host of the Rockin' New Year's Eve broadcast. At number 4, you gotta hand it to the security in Times Square. For all the celebration's reputation for rowdiness and its mention as a terrorist target, recent New Year's Eves have gone off without a hitch. Last year, 750,000 people showed up. There were no arrests. The number 3 reason why Times Square is top of the heap for New Year's Eve is the audience. Planners estimate that 1 billion people worldwide will see at least some of the countdown in New York. And Tim Tompkins of the Times Square Alliance says that makes it all the more exciting to actually be there.
There's a sense of connection to the rest of the world, and you really do feel like you're at the center of the universe.
Which brings us to number 2. Here's to the brave souls who actually show up in sub-freezing temperatures. It's survival of the fittest out there. The wimps and the whiners and the worrywarts stay home. And people like Mike Dullert, who showed up last year, endure the pain.
You see it on TV every New Year's. It looks like it's fun, and it's not really that much fun. So I'm sure it's fun when the ball drops, but you didn't realize what they keep you corralled like this.
Yes, hundreds of thousands of people wait in closed-off pens, without food or bathroom facilities, all for the pleasure of shouting out... Then a little kiss with a stranger, an off-key rendition of Auld Lang Syne, and a long walk out of the crowds. What could be a better way to kick off another 100 years of history in Times Square? Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.